brought to you by Penguin.
Chain Gang All-Stars by Nana Kwame Ajay-Brenya. Read by Shayna Small, Aaron Goodson, Michael Crouch, and Lee Osorio.
For my dad, who said, "There's nothing quite like helping someone in need. Nothing quite like it." I hope the universe love you today. Kendrick Lamar. The Freeing of Melancholia Bishop. She felt their eyes, all those executioners. "Welcome, young lady," said Mickey Wright, the premier announcer for Chain Gang All-Stars, the crown jewel in the Criminal Action Penal Entertainment Program. "Why don't you tell us your name?" His high boots were planted in the turf of the battleground, which was long and green, stroked with cocaine-white hash marks like a divergent football field. It was Super Bowl weekend, a fact that Wright was contractually obligated to mention between every match that evening. "You know my name." She noticed her own steadiness and felt a dim love for herself. Strange. She'd counted herself wretched for so long, but the crowd seemed to appreciate her boldness. They cheered, though their support was edged with a brutal irony. They looked down on this black woman, dressed in the gray jumpsuit of the incarcerated. She was tall and strong, and they looked down on her in the tight coils of black hair on her head. They looked down gleefully. She was about to die. They believed this, the way they believed in the sun and the moon and the air they breathed.
"Feisty," Wright said with a grin. "Maybe that's what we should call you, Little Miss Feisty."
"My name is Loretta Thurwar," she said. She looked at the people all around her. There were so many of them, so many waves of humans who would never be the object of such cruel attention, would never know how it made you feel, both tiny and all-powerful, how the thrum of thousands was so loud, so constant, it could disappear from your ears, but continue to roar as something felt in the body. Thurwar gripped the weapon she'd been given, a thin, spiraling corkscrew with a cherry wood handle. It was light and simple and weak.
"Not Little Miss Feisty, then," Wright said, walking a wide orbit around her.
"No."
"That's probably for the best, Loretta."
He stepped toward his box.
"I hate wasting good names anyway."
He laughed, and the crowd echoed him.
"Well, Loretta Thurwar."
He threw his playful condescension directly at her, chopping her first name into three hard syllables, using a sing-song child's voice for her last.
"Welcome to the battleground, baby."
There was an electric cough in the air, and Thurwar was pulled down so forcefully, she feared for a moment her arm had been dislocated at the shoulder. Kneeling, not knowing what else to do, she started to laugh, chuckling first, then deep laughter. The feeling of hold that came from the magnetic implants in her arms was actually one of gentle massage under the skin. She could wiggle her fingers freely, but her wrists were glued to the platform. The ridiculousness of it all. She laughed until she felt out of breath, then laughed some more. The bells began to sound. Wright screamed into the air.
"Please rise for Her Majesty."
He ran the rest of the way to his announcer's box. The crowd stood on their feet. They held themselves still and erect. For her. She walked onto the faux.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?